Hello and welcome to Banter and Chill with your host, Inni Baby.
Hello everybody. It is with Jesus joy in my heart that I welcome you guys back to Banter and Chill podcast. I know it has been a while and I feel like I owe everybody an apology because I just got up and I disappeared. So there were personal reasons and then the podcast was one of the reasons. For the podcast, we had to make some changes. For personal reasons, I had to make some changes in my life too.
What kind of changes?
But that is not your business. So that's why...
No. You have to tell us. You can't just disappear.
So that's why I disappeared. Okay. The fans love me, so they don't need me to start explaining myself to them. But they understand.
You wish.
They understand. They're not like you. Anyways, for today's episode of the podcast, we're going to basically talk about the state of the nation. I know it's a very sad topic because if you look at it, in the past like 8 to 10 months in this country, we've been through a lot as a nation. Price of fuel went from like 120 per liter. Right now, it retails for as high as 700 naira. In some states like Bayelsa, price of electricity tariff.
That one shocked me.
The problem is we don't even have light before. So on top of the lights we don't have before, you now still increase the price. Cost of food, basically part of everything has just been going up. And then with the way the elections went, everything, we've just been through a lot. It's not inside the same country where using naira to buy naira at the point. So yeah, we've been through a lot. And that is what we're basically going to talk about. So this is mostly going to be me. I feel like at the point I'll probably cry because I've seen a lot in this country. So he might probably be the one doing all the talking, but let me just allow my guests to talk. Jerry, please introduce yourself to everybody.
My name is Kelechi.
And then
what else do you want me to say again?
Tell us something.
Also
Kelechi, you're too far from your mic. This is your first time here. Oh yeah. Talk.
So it's first time on camera. Aww. Okay, no, second time basically. So my name is Kelechi. I don't know what else she wants me to say.
Okay, so guys, this is Kelechi. He's not the one that's supposed to be here. Someone is supposed to be here, but the guy could not meet up. So I went to look. You know, I get me and the other boys. So I went to look for another man to come on fill in. Anyways, like I said, a lot of things have happened to us in this country in the past couple of months. So I visited a few of them. Now for you, I want to know, which one was the highlight for you? Like, which one was the craziest? At what point were you like, I know this country really finished?
Well, the thing is, I've not yet given up hope.
No, I know you've
country.
Not given
so
up.
So I wouldn't say the country's finished. I'll just say that we are in a worse place because we've been in a bad state before. But now, we're in a worse state. I think I'll say it's the fuel.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Because they said that the increment, aside the fact that they took off the subsidy, the increment, the additional one is because of the exchange rate. So they had to increase how much they are selling for and all. So I think that is it, because now that we have the national grid fall, I spend about 60k monthly on fuel because we have to use the light gen all the time because of work and all that. So that's what I mean. So before that, I noticed the increment in buying light. So yeah, usually spend about 20k. Now it's 30-40 monthly. So yes, these are the two things
I feel like you're having rich people problems. Cause who is it? We don't use 60k to buy for in a month.
But it's needed. It's needed because you have to work.
True, you have to work. But with where the country is going now, everybody, there's one thing on everybody's lips: Japa. Japa, everybody want to Japa. So you, do you have plans?
Nah.
This is the space in this country.
So yes, sir. Yes, that's it. So
because also everybody's running away.
Yes, each time I pass a part in phase one, I always see the crowd. I'm like, guys, I thought we all agreed that we don't have money.
Nobody agreed with you.
So why are we all in a haste to leave? So for me, I've always had this mindset of travel out for vacation and come back, but not to relocate.
Yeah, me too. I have a problem with the fact that that's what everybody has to resort to. I don't see myself growing old and dying in another man's country, away from family, basically, and friends and all I've known, culture, life as a whole.
I agree.
So yeah, me too. I don't fancy the idea of jackpot. But let me not lie. In recent times, I've actually stayed thinking about it and considering the possibility. And it's crazy that it's forced on me. Like, I'm one of the people who I don't really think about it, but the way things are going, like, I've had to just pause and really think if I should not start looking at that one as I don't know, a means to an end.
I understand that, but I don't think I've gotten to that point yet.
Yeah.
I still have hope.
What would it take to get to that point? Cool.
War. I have
to... famine, hunger. Already, there's already hunger. So
probably. Can I even so be there's been threats. There have been threats here and there for war.
Yeah.
But I think that's it. When the war probably starts, then that's when I can exactly. But other than that, I don't think I have plans to relocate.
Okay. Let's talk about work. Let's talk about your job. You have a 9-to-5, right?
Yes.
Are you hybrid, remote, on site?
Who's going to do on site right now? So, hybrid. Yes, hybrid.
Okay, hybrid. Hybrid is good. Now, I want to ask about like your employer, where you work. Did they do anything to kind of like help pad everybody's landing, especially with the current cost of living crisis?
What
did they do for you guys? So,
recently, it was quite recent. So, after the increment in fall, the temporarily switched all of us to remote working for a while.
Yeah.
While they were looking for a fix on how to make us happy, something to assist in the return. So recently, they announced that they were going to give us a certain amount of money monthly to assist in our transportation. Not that it's going to cover everything, but
at least part of it.
So that's one of the things they did. Yeah, I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Though I spend more than that.
Of course, we're even going to get to that. But I wanted to, because especially in the beginning when this whole cost of living kini started getting really bad, especially with the fuel, when fuel was scarce, and then on top of the scarcity, it was still like four times
the usual price.
Yeah, most people were saying, "Oh, employers should do this or that." Do you think employees are justified to like have those kind of expectations from the employer? Like, imagine your own employer did not do that. Mm-hmm. Would a part of you like think, they cannot even say, okay, maybe we should start working fully remote or even give us transport allowance? Do you think you'd expect them to do something like that for you?
Okay, so to be honest,
and do you think it's fair on them that you're making such demand?
Okay, now thinking about this in a logical point of view,
yeah,
let me be logical now.
Yeah,
so this is impacting on everybody.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of companies pack up and leave.
Yeah,
so I would, making certain demands on the company would be quite unfair to them.
True.
So I would have said, okay, instead of telling us to come back, just let us work remotely. That way you won't be paying for rent. That's after the particular that the current one expires.
Yeah.
We're all working remotely. And because the system at the moment works for remote working. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It works perfectly well. So I'll just say, let's just stick to being remote.
Mm.
Do you understand? But if they asked us to come back without a disincentive, to be very honest, I felt somehow.
Because, like it or not, there are still people in this country that have to go to work every day.
Every day, with everything that's happening,
with little to no like increase in pay.
Most people haven't increased.
And I've noticed that as it is now, even if there's an increase in pay, if you're earning, let's say, more now than you were September last year, it's like you still can't see where that money is going to. Because if it was a case of, okay, 2x increase, maybe you used to buy something 500, you now buy it 1,000. At least you can monitor where your extra money is going to. But now, something used to buy 500 naira, you probably pay like 2k for it right now.
Standard.
So when you collect your salary, when you get money from your business, when you pay yourself, or when you set aside your savings and they've collected tax from you, from your salary.
Listen, they save now. Okay,
savings, now they save you.
Exactly.
But okay, after you save and taxes are removed and everything, you find that people don't have disposable income anymore, man. Like you're probably making more. This is not even for those that have not even had a salary increase since last year. Probably making more right now, but the money doesn't have power, purchasing power anymore.
True.
So as for you, how has the economy impacted your own disposable income? Disposable income, that's the money that'll be left after maybe taxes and you remove small savings. How has the economy impacted disposable income?
Like I stated earlier, usually buy 2 jerry cans for about 12k.
Yeah.
Now I have to buy 2 of them for a bigger price. So from 12k now, so to fill a can, so before it was like 6k, to fill a can now is about
15k.
Exactly. 17 for, because I used 30 30 liters, so it's about 17.1. So when I'm buying two, that's 30 something k already.
Can you imagine?
So, and I have to buy that like twice in a month, or sometimes three times. So it's that's one. Then when the first talked about the tariff for light,
yeah,
then government came back and said that was not true, that they were not working on that, that wasn't true. And after a while, I noticed that there was an increment, slight increment that they didn't announce. So yeah, tariff has gone up, and they're not talking about that. They're not saying anything about that, but I know. So these two things, basically. So now I have to cut back on living.
Yeah,
I have to cut back on living now. I can't make rational, random expenses.
Then
I can't
just sit up. They get cravings again. If not before, you go, they crave anything, but right now.
I can't just wake up and say, oh, this was, I'm crave. Hungry for this. I want to go and get this. Or I just
there's
want to go
rice
out.
At home.
I must cook that food, though.
There's rice and there's gari at home.
I must cook that food. And also, I won't blame restaurants and fast food, because they have also, they also need to increase, because they have to maintain quality. That's for those that are still on quality.
Yeah.
And all then reduce portions. Some of them reduce portions. Some of them maintain the portions, but increase the food. So, Baba, just to remember.
Even Chicken Republic was impacted, man. That's where we should come together as a nation and draw the line.
See,
the fact that Chicken Republic that really pained me. Prices too.
That really pained me, because I walked into Chicken Republic like a month back, because I didn't want to go to what this area. I was like, okay, let me just stick to poor man food today.
Hey, you're a rich man if you enter Chicken Republic.
So by the time I walked out, just had like, I think, 3 foils, and everything was amounted to 3K. I had to tell the cashier to check everything again to be very sure. But people around me, so I was trying to be very chill about the whole thing.
Yeah.
But when I went back into the car, I wanted to cry. Because I'm like, Chicken Republic was like the savior. So what's happening now? And they didn't even change. There was no increase in quality or anything. Instead, they reduced portion.
Yeah.
In fact, they reduced everything and increased the price. I'm like, oh, shit.
Well, they need to make money too now. But besides Chicken Republic, what's the one thing that the price shocks you to today?
To be very honest, I've not really thought about that, because I'm not into what exactly will I say the price touched me.
Shocked. The shock of your life that is this thing I used to buy before that you pass selling at this price now. What's that? What does that mean? Okay, while you're thinking, I feel like I should go first. I have a couple of things that the price shocked me.
That
like,
will help me.
I've gotten used to it, but in the beginning, the first time it was crazy. I'm going to use the example of petrol. When I did the time I bought petrol, 4K, 20 liters, 4K. So let's say two weeks later, I went back with my gallon and my ATM card with pride to buy 20 liters again. I was paying like 10 to 12K for the same 20 liters I used to buy for like 4K. It was crazy. It was wild. That was one. Number two, yam.
Oh, yam. Thank you very much for going there.
We all need to sit down as a country.
Thank you very much for going
and
there.
And ask ourselves, when yam moved from 800 naira, it was 800 naira per tuba.
Now it's 3K.
Earlier this year.
Under a bag.
See, I've not even gone to buy recently. The last time I went to ask, how much is this yam? They told me, let's say I bought yam a week ago. Obviously, I'll finish it now. So I went back to get another one. This is the same shop I bought 800 naira from. They said it's 2,000 naira. I thought they were playing pranks on me.
Okay, so I bought yam like a week back, and it was 3K for.
See, I said,
just
then tell me, say now 2,000, I never go buy yam chop.
I'm sure by the time you go now,
no worry, I don't want to eat yam again. I've not gone back since that time. And then the last one is iced tea. The price of iced tea, government needs to intervene. When I started drinking IC was 450. It was one of the cheapest house of cheap products out there.
Mm-hmm.
450 for the 1 liter pack. Now IC can be took for as high as 1,000 naira.
Well, if you're still taking IC now, you're flexing, I think, I believe. No, no, I believe you are flexing.
Who said I'm flexing? You're buying for 1,000 naira.
No, no, no. Let me explain to you. So flexing. If you add that money, use that money to buy iced tea, to buy certain ingredients. You've made proper meal low. That's if you have certain ingredients in the house.
You cannot make proper meal 1,000.
No, I'm saying, I'm trying to say, if you go out and get like onions and pepper and all that, you've made proper meal. You're still living in luxury.
Anyways, one of the things that shocks me that I feel like, no, that was it. I can make an excuse for the other ones, but that particular one, I was like, what? You're telling me yam is down 2,000 naira?
Well,
for yam. But that's for me.
So now, you talking about that just reminded me, yes, fuel. Like, fuel. initially, I left it out of what I was thinking about, but I have to bring that back now. So like I said, I went from 25,000 to about 60K monthly.
Mm.
That's a huge gap. That's a huge jump.
Even the craziest part is they even have 60K monthly.
I have no choice than to provide that. What will I tell my employer?
Ah.
There's no light and I can't buy food. That's not what they're paying me for. So I have to. So it's telling on me on every, because I have to cut back on every other thing that I spend on.
Yeah.
So I have to cut back, but because I know that's a necessity. I have to do that. So I have to cut back on every other thing. My feeding, I have to cut back on my feeding, but.
I was even going to get to that. Like, household expenses right now is crazy. You don't live alone, right?
No, I don't. No,
if
I
you don't live alone and you have people to like share it with, that's amazing. That's good.
Not really.
Because you are dividing the cost. Imagine you are by yourself. So let's say the last time I went to the market, cost of rice was 4,000 naira. Imagine you are dividing that by like two people or three people. That's a decent.
We don't buy in bags.
Yeah.
So, but
I don't go pack. I don't go carry lucky big boy.
No.
Ballers.
No, the reason.
Nah, I carry from my shoe. If they buy bag of rice. Bag of rice is 60K now.
No, it's not 60K. Well, technically, it's 58
something. 58 something.
So, chili. So
when you pay transfer, go market, come back. 60K.
So the reason is because it pays more.
Yeah.
Than to buy the buying thing paints.
But so, it's just me and my production assistant in this house.
Well,
my production assistant that is eyeing me from behind the camera. So if we should even buy a bag of rice, we feed the Uda rice till December. We never chop and finish.
So that's
middle
that's
of next
thing.
Year. Never chop and finish. I get bad now.
Not really. Depending on how you store it and how, because now we've been pushed and forced to eating rice more frequently than we used to.
So now so, there's rice at home. Our parents were right.
Exactly. You go back. So that gone are those days where we have to wait for Sundays or Saturdays or occasions to eat rice. Right now, rice and gari. With floating berries. They're our saviors at the moment now. So that's why. So, but I get the part where you're talking about the shared expenses makes it a lot easier. But yeah, but.
Household expenses are crazy right now. And honestly, I think God's greatest soldiers, his strongest warriors at this time are people who have children or they're like primary caregivers of maybe somebody. That they need to take care of.
If you have more than one child now, God is God.
Only my mouth where I dey feed. Imagine say I can't get other mouths to feed. While I for don't tell them to go beg.
So just
okay. Or give them bow.
So what about those? What about those that have newborns?
Can you imagine? I feel like there is a lot to thank God for. I mean, we are grateful for life. We're grateful for life. But what cost? Cost of living. One kid the living. But still, I think what I'm grateful for is I don't have a child.
At this time. Yeah.
It would have been very funny. It would have been very funny and very ironic because I feel me whenever I chop, you can't they look me for food.
The child can't even select food. We're gonna try.
You will not try it. Because of us we're so gary. You will not try. Imagine you can't select food. Oh, I don't want to eat rice tonight. We'll be having
I will sit down, tell you.
We'll be having rice since. Let's try and eat. Can we make egusi soup? Not much be meat. Let's show up this oil rice.
So a kilo of meat now went from like 2,000 something to about 4K ish.
Can you imagine 5K? Beef?
Yes, beef.
I've never had beef in a while. Beef is very expensive in Lagos.
Yes, it is. It is. So, yes, because I know I bought it the other day and it was like 4K, almost close to 5K. And I was like, bro, are we still on the same weight scale? Are we using the same scale?
Because cow where they chop, cow where the grass where they chop now free.
I'm like,
God given. Grass now they chop.
But it's all right. You go to market before you say okay, with like 40K you can buy stuff that would last about 3 months or now. But that 40K, 1 weekend.
Oh yeah, let's talk about cravings. Let's talk about cravings. Because I know that personally I've not really craved anything in a while. You know, there's when there's money in your account and you know that you have money. You want to be eating anything. I mean the food where there's no they reach you.
I've been thinking about that now.
But in recent times, food day house, man. Now that I go realize that there's an abundance of food in your kitchen, so you just have to enter your kitchen and eat. That's one time I wanted to order a shawarma. I reached out to these people.
I'm laughing because I can relate. It happened to me recently too.
How much is this shawarma? 2,300. Okay, how much delivery fee? Because we say 2,500. You want me to pay 2,500 to deliver shawarma of 2,300 to me? That's when I realized that, man, there was still inside our kitchen. I don't know. I did not go and warm it.
So, boy, like I said, it has made everyone cut back on expenses.
Yeah.
Drastically. You have no choice.
Yeah, and that is a problem. I mean, it will be a problem long term if there's no. If if things don't get better, it's going to be a problem because there's now a generation of people, children, especially, I'm talking about children, we're already adults, we've already gotten all the nutrients we need. I mean, some of us got all the nutrients we needed. That's why we're even functional, some people. But there's now a generation of children that parents have to now substitute or not, like, they have to now make do with less than what they probably should be getting. And I don't know, it's going to be a bigger problem in future because everybody's saying Gen Z needs to do this, needs to do that. Gen X, where then they raise on hunger and starvation. They're not getting enough nutrients.
Well, if our parents, our children. If our parents could live through the war, I'm sure.
Even at that time, the thing is, the money had value. Because our generation is making more than our parents. Probably at your age, your parents are probably not earning as much as you're earning. So there's opportunity everywhere to earn more. You can even be in your house doing TikTok live and you're making money. True, so these things were not available. But the thing is, the money you are making
is
two seconds is vanishing. Purchasing power, so it cannot afford to buy you. Our parents before, how much was flights that time?
I think it was like 18,000 or less.
People could afford.
Then when it increased to 18, people were now
on Friday. People will close from work. They will go straight to airport. Go to Ghana for the weekend. They could afford to come back. And these are not even overly rich people. Middle class.
Now
people.
You cannot think of
and
such.
And middle class has entered. It has been eradicated.
Everybody's on the road. Or you're rich.
And I'm poor. And right now me, I'm poor. I don't know about you. You are going for a 60k, so you are still rich.
So I don't want to agree that I'm poor.
I am.
It's fate. So you have to speak things into existence. I actually need the help.
It doesn't need help.
I need the help. But I'm trying to speak things into existence now. So
yeah.
So I'm trying to be positive.
Yeah.
But I need the help, Sha.
But yeah, like I was trying to say, like little luxuries that I mean people used to afford, they cannot afford them anymore. And it's crazy. And the thing is, when people are having conversations like this, some people can be so insensitive, they might want to throw things like, oh, try to save or invest. Problem with investments are a good thing.
Wait, what are you investing on right
that's
now?
That's what I wanted to say. You don't even have enough money to survive. People are working to survive.
That's one. You can't survival even trust money. These investment number platforms one. Anymore.
True. The thing is, even if you invest, you could either invest your way to poverty or you could invest in your way to poverty because the investment is give or take. You might wake up on a good day. And it will do like 100x increase. I remember in August, they say people who invested in Dangote Sugar, they made 100x profits. That's amazing. But the thing is, the month before, who knows? It could have been zero. Like, you put 100k, you feel they call it only 1k.
That's the thing with
investment.
Us that are crypto traders, let me not even go there. We are all crying now.
So,
when you look at your wallet and what you're holding, prior to this moment, you're smiling, and next thing,
it goes down. I feel like you guys are used to it, the heartbreak and the heartache.
Yeah, used to a portion of it, but now it's worse.
And the thing is, before you can even afford to, that's what I said, a lot of people are like working to survive, not even working for all this extra frivolity.
Now you won't have to survive first.
Yeah, now don't chop the invest. Now don't chop the same. May save yourself first. Now their life fee, collect yields from investments. But, what I was trying to say is most people don't even have the money to push towards investments. So money you're investing, money you're saving, money that you can afford to not look at for a while. If you know say money you're doing and not going to reach you to the end of the week, you can't come up from inside the ghost.
Don't stress yourself.
You're fooling yourself.
Don't stress yourself.
You're fooling yourself. That's why some of you will be sending Piggyvest email that you want to break your safe lock every month. Every month, they message them.
Talking about this now, that would be like me giving a free promotion to Piggyvest, but you don't have to go to SafeLock.
Where do you now go?
There are four categories.
And so
you
have to use SafeLock. One is the one that, okay, if I put this money, I'll not touch again until the end of the month. When you know,
cuckoo, just leave it.
There is hunger.
Leave it at your Flex Naira. That way, you're still getting interest, and you can. But I'm sure that you're definitely going to withdraw more than.
But during this period, how have your savings been like? Do you see yourself saving more or saving like the same amount, like around the same level you were saving before?
If I said that I'm saving more, I'm being delusional right now.
Delulu is the real Salulu.
So no, I've not been saving more.
Yeah.
I haven't. My savings have dropped by like 75%.
Jesus.
That's a lot. But we cannot do anything. All I can do is hope for the best.
I see the hope.
See, I will always be
that's the one top 1%
that will still have hope that things will change. It could be tomorrow. It could be a few months down the line. It could be 10 years down the line. But is that what? No, can't be 10 years down the line.
But is there anything you've done during this like period? Anything that has helped you during this period? Like maybe, or maybe what will I say? But I feel like everything that has helped is probably like a management something. So instead of eating beans and eating rice all the time, people learn to eat beans every once in a while. So I don't know if you have anything like that that you've been doing that has been helping you make ends meet.
So I like to eat a lot. One thing I know is I just reduced my portion.
Remember that time that you told me that you used to buy, let's say, 3 portions, but you know if you have 4 3 portions again, you can't buy only 2 portions.
Well, yes, and that's very painful. But there are times I close my eye to say, if I die, I die. But so previously,
so
that's the thing. So before, let's say if I go the route of if I die, I die like 4 times a month.
Yeah.
Now I do it twice.
Yeah.
Or 1.5, because I can't afford to do that. If I die, I die, because I will literally die. I'll be on the streets with.
All right. That's basically everything we have to talk about on this topic. Well, I want to just charge everybody. I mean, these are trying times. Everybody's going through a lot. So if there's somebody around you could help, please, as much as possible, you know, try to help people. If you see your neighbor,
how are you helping?
Maybe if you drive and your neighbor is trekking every morning, you can help give them a ride.
Yeah.
Maybe you could pay the transport, maybe bus fare for maybe a child that you see in the bus as you are coming back from work. But at your own risk, nobody you pay now. You can't check the rest of the way.
So I think what will save everyone now is we have no choice than to cut back on expenses.
That's and the thing is, you know, the craziest part, you're not even saving any more money by cutting back on expenses. The expenses you are cutting back on,
for survival.
To add patch for another, like now that you're buying for almost over 500 naira per liter, expenses you will cut down on from eating, maybe your cravings, you know, they too crave again.
They're going
you
to stop
the crave, you go transfer and go for. So it's like you're just running in circles.
And you can't afford to be turning on AC randomly now.
I'm not even get AC to turn on. First of all,
you cannot be
on as if they turn on AC natural breeze. If not, it's on for sit down outside, collect breeze, come inside. That's enough.
Before, like, I'm feeling very hot. Turn on the AC. What by the time you calculate how many
turn on fan
units that will go, you
turn
will
on
go.
Fan. No, the fan used to blow, anyways. Is that time? I can't even say it's that time because nobody has ever seen you, but I've not seen me do this. But it's time for us to play a little game,
okay.
We'll come to the end of the episode, so this is just like something fun that guests can do. Just a little game. So pick a number from 1 to 9.
I'm not sure I want to do that.
It doesn't matter. You are here. We'll hold you ransom. You have to do it.
I'm not giving money, right?
Okay, if you don't do what they say you should do, you shall find the podcast something. After all, we say they face them. You know, easy for down here.
Well, if you guys beat me up, I need to see you guys see Colette.
I'll collect
okay,
your phone.
So,
oh yeah, 1 to 9. Pick a number.
7.
7.
It's usually my lucky number, so let's see what gives me.
That's so cute. Uh-huh. What you're going to do for us is recite the 7 times table.
What?
Wata Angari.
Wow. Wow.
I'll do that. Oh, you give us money. How much is it going? My production has said, how much did they give us? 5K. Thank you. My partner is saying you should give us okay, 5. Don't worry, 5K. You draw 5K for us. Please, future guests, don't be scared.
So that oh shit.
Sometimes we say you don't know it.
Not really. So I'm using a lot of okay. So 7 times 1, 7. 7 times 2, 14. 7 times 3, 21.
They do quick math.
7 times 4, 28. I think that's it.
As far as you can go,
so that's not, but I have to take time now to keep adding the sevens and seven.
Okay,
and all,
okay.
So,
well,
I tried, so I can.
You never reach 5, 7 times 4.
Okay, do I go to 5 now?
My production assistant said you go give us 4K. As now for 4, you end.
We'll see afterwards. Backstage.
No, we want to see here. Don't see us backstage. See us here now.
Backstage, guys.
So people can see you for who
this
you are.
This is
so
what
yeah,
they're
pick
doing
another number since that one did not favor you. Let's see if another one favor you. So 1 to 9. Remember, you've already picked 7.
6.
6 is actually pretty easy. So we're going to play a game of my choice. And my game is very simple. So I'm going to give you a letter and you tell me a name, an animal, food, place, and thing of that letter.
Guys, so on top of the file, I'm trying to think of how to survive. I'm not thinking of, oh shit. But...
Sorry. So are you ready?
Okay.
Your letter is Q. Animal.
Really?
Animal is not really. It's really an animal.
I have to think about that now.
You cannot think. Q.
Calm down.
Baby, calm down.
Quail,
okay. Food.
Quaker Oats.
Place.
Quebec.
Thing.
Thing. The Q is not a thing. Problem deal. Quaker Oats.
Quaker Oats. Oh, yeah, name.
Queen. Queen Delene.
Queen Delene.
Yeah, that's
Queen Delene.
Yes.
Queen Delene.
We could Google it right now. Yes.
Gwendolyn.
Queen Delene. I actually had a question from someone, so that's why I'm very sure of that. Yes. A long time ago, though. So.
I feel like that's a question for another day, but thank you very much for participating in our game session.
So I don't get to ask you one. No, no I have to. No,
it's
no,
my
no.
show. Sorry.
Guys.
If people ask me and I feel it, I'll crop it out so people will not see. They will okay. see your own.
Okay. So if you're not going to let me do that, so it means that the backstage conversation is not going to hold again, right?
It's going to hold. You're still in us money. Yeah, you just say you want to leave this studio.
Till then, though.
Oh, till then. No, you'll sleep here. Anyways, that brings us to the end of this episode. Kelechi, do you have any closing remarks? Anything you'd like to say? Tell the audience. There's this annoying flight that we're flying around here. Well, go on.
Nothing. All I just got to say is, everyone, let's just keep trying. Because times are... worse. I wouldn't say times are hard now, because they are worse than they used to be. So let's just continue surviving.
Trying, yeah.
And we have to hold God. The way why I hold God now. The way why I hold God now. Like I say, do this on purpose. My whole and tight. So I believe that we all should just hold God and just keep trying. Just keep trying. And not relent.
All right.
Now who give up? Fuck up.
Me, I'm just, if you know you're going abroad anytime soon and you're looking for your wife, Charlie, there's no need for long talk. My father will even be happy.
Really?
Just reach out to me. I will just give you his address. You go there, drop, drink, do every. I follow you, go for free.
Okay, I think I might have to consider traveling out now.
Okay, because you won't carry me go. Anyways, I have an announcement to make before I, say goodbye. We're going to have a Twitter space this Saturday 23rd, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on this same topic. So if you know you want to come and cry, I said I'll cry on
people
this episode.
Are
I did not cry.
I think I did. I did see you shed a little
tear. Yeah,
I just don't want to focus on
that.
I didn't want to focus
it's
on
very,
that. But.
We did suffer for this country, man, no lie. But yeah,
stuff is going to be hot.
The last one was very nice, actually. The last one was very nice. And so I'm hoping this is also a banger. So please, I'm announcing it now on Saturday the 23rd. This Saturday, before I go say no, this Saturday, mark your calendar, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're going to just talk about the way the country is. If you need to cry, if you need a shoulder to lean on, come there and find a shoulder to lean on.
Please, the guests are not invited.
Please, I'm invited.
What?
What is the condo giveaway? If you know you have
money, okay,
to
yeah,
do
yeah,
giveaway,
yeah, that's true, that's true. Yes, come on, come
place,
on.
Please come, because
I'll be there live with my account number somewhere every 2 minutes.
There.
Why not?
I'll move you from this place.
Okay, I'll join with someone else's account.
Anyways, that's just all for today. I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to like, share, comment. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening, we're finally going to be uploading on listening platforms. So if you're just listening, please share the episode to somebody. And then, as always, you can reach out to me to tell me if you enjoyed this episode or not. But I want to say before I go, Banter and Chill is back, baby.
And it's going nowhere. If she disappears, we find replacements.
We'll send you to talk down. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody. Bye.